Each morning during this period, we'll be offering some instructions, some suggestions to support your practice. In our mindfulness practice, ultimately we open to the full experience of what it means to be a human being, the entirety of our experience. And yet often at the beginning it can be helpful to pick an area to allow the attention to begin to gather, to collect, to help us remember to be present. And yet this experience, we often suggest gathering the attention with the breath. And this experience is not in and of itself something to hold to. There's nothing particularly more important about the breath than any other experience. It's simply a place where we can gather and collect the attention. Actually, what is crucially important is how we pay attention, how we orient our minds towards experience, how we take it in, how we receive experience. In our meditation, cultivating a container of relaxed, kind attention to whatever is happening, to whatever experience is known, is received. In some ways, this is primary for our meditation. When we have a relaxed, kind attention that's curious, not rejecting, not indulging in experience, this kind of attention can learn and gain understanding from any experience. And sometimes on this first day, I like to encourage the exploration of what it means to have a relaxed, kind attention. And then bringing the breath into that container. Last night we talked about setting up the container of the community with non-harming, holding and exploring the refuges and the precepts. And in a way, what I'd like to encourage this morning is setting up a non-harming, friendly, kind container within your own heart. So we create together an external container to support the community. That container supports us each individually. And then individually we explore what it means to have a non-harming attitude towards our experience, a kind, relaxed attention towards whatever we're experiencing. And so let's explore first, a relaxation of body. Relaxing the body is a really supportive condition for relaxing the mind, for having a relaxed attention. So in a posture that feels alert, we can sit upright in our bodies. And in a way, there's a posture that we can find, a posture of balance. Where it's possible for the muscles to relax around the bones. And so this alert posture does not need to have tension. Sitting upright with dignity. And relax in that dignity. Also, I find it supportive in creating this container for meditation, creating this container of kind, relaxed attention to explore first relaxing the body. We can do this in a kind of a systematic way, checking in and seeing if there are areas where we're holding tension in the body. And so checking in to the head, the top of the head, relaxing, releasing any tension that might be there. Relaxing the face, around the eyes, the brow. Softening around the mouth and the jaw. Relaxing the neck, the shoulders. Softening the muscles of the arms and hands. And as we explore this process of relaxation, you might just notice how this impacts your heart and mind to relax the body. Does it create a softening in the heart also? Relaxing the chest and upper back. At this point, sometimes taking a deeper breath can support a relaxation of the muscles all the way around the rib cage. Noticing how the muscles around the rib cage stretch and expand on the in-breath. And soften, release on the out-breath. And letting the breathing return to normal. Continuing to explore the possibility of relaxing the muscles of the body. Seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. The middle and lower back. relaxing the hips, the pelvis. You might even check in and see if you could relax inside the hip socket, the joints, the tendons, the ligaments inside the hip socket. Sometimes there can be holding in that area, almost subconscious holding. Relaxing the legs, the knees, the ankles, the feet. Having relaxed the muscles, the outer part of the body. Sometimes it's possible to also check in and see if there can be a relaxation in the core of the body. Sometimes this is available, sometimes not. But just check in and see if you might be able to relax inside the throat. Relax the heart. The stomach. The intestines. Allowing all the organs inside your body to let go into the pull of gravity. Having relaxed the body, checking in at the moment, how is the mind? What mood, emotion is present in this moment? Is there tension or ease, confusion, or settledness? And inclining towards relaxing the mind, relaxing any mental tension that might be present. Often mental tension is expressed as being pulled to the past or future, worries, concerns, regrets, anxieties, often expressed in thought. Or even thoughts, concerns about the present moment. Encouraging a relaxation of mental energy, mental tension. There's nowhere to go right now. No one you need to be. And very little to do. Can the mind relax? As we open to this possibility of relaxation of body and mind. Just take in for a moment how it is to be with as much relaxation as is available for you in this moment. And as we explore in these first couple of days, orienting to steadying the attention on the breath, exploring the possibility that the breath can come into this container of relaxed body and mind. Breathing is already happening. Can you let the breath come to you, be received with this, within this field of relaxation? Sometimes as we direct the attention towards some particular experience, a little bit of tension can creep back in, tightening, holding, trying to stay with the breath. If that happens in this first day, it can be helpful to encourage the relaxation again. The attitude of kind, relaxed attention being so important in how we relate to our experience. Sometimes the tension creeps in around trying to stay with the breath. And what I'd like to encourage is a relaxed attention can be with a very short breath. Can you be with in a relaxed way with half a breath? Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. With relaxation. That's all the effort you need to make. Just enough for an in-breath. And then just enough for an out-breath. There's a balance between relaxation and alertness. And it's this gentle, persistent, light touch of effort to stay connected for half a breath, and then do it again. Relaxation and alertness are not opposites. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. Of course, the mind will wander. We'll get lost in thought. And yet at some point, mindfulness will return. We will wake up recognizing, thinking. Thinking is happening. The relationship to that moment is also, it's also helpful for that relationship to be kind, not judgmental. Can it be relaxed, recognizing mindfulness is back? Thinking is very normal. A natural function of the mind, and we have a habit of getting lost when thinking is happening, of losing mindfulness when thinking is happening. And so for today, in the moment of remembering, acknowledging perhaps the kind of thinking that may have been happening, planning, remembering, judging, fantasizing, arguing, drifting, daydreaming. Check and see if because of the drifting, if because of the pattern of thinking that has been happening, if tension has crept back in to the body and mind. If so, it can be really helpful to allow a process of relaxing the body and mind again, remembering that that relaxed container, kind, relaxed, alert attention, is the foundation out of which understanding and wisdom grow. And as the body and mind relax and reconnect, then allowing the breath to come back to you. The breath is already happening. Already happening. Can you know whether you're already breathing in or already breathing out? Encouraging a gentle, persistent light touch of effort. Just enough effort to connect with half a breath. And then do it again. And again. And again.